In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 1, verse 1 through 7. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God in all my remembrances of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy, thankful for your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to feel thus about you all, because I hold you in my heart. For you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. The gospel reading is from Luke chapter 7, verse 36 through 50. At that time, one of the Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and took his place at table. And behold, a woman of the city who was a sinner, when she learned that he was at table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of ointment, and standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears, and wiped them with the hair of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw it, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner." And Jesus answering said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." And he answered, "What is it, teacher?" "A certain creditor had two debtors, one owed 500 denarii and the other 50. When they could not pay, he forgave them both. Now which of them will love him more?" Simon answered, "The one, I suppose, to whom he forgave more." And he said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then, turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not ceased to kiss my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But he who is forgiven little loves little." And he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." Then those who were at table with him began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" And he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Glory to you, O God. Glory to you. In the gospel reading we just heard, we witness a moving scene that reveals how God responds when a person comes to him in repentance. The woman in the gospel expresses a love towards Christ that is seldom seen in the New Testament. Coming into his presence, the overwhelming love of Christ that she felt corresponded to the great degree of her sins. It was like sin had created a great and dark valley in her being, which was now completely flooded and filled with the radiant light of Christ. And the greater the depth of that valley, the more it was able to be filled and transformed, becoming a place of love and light for others. We should notice how the encounter between the repentant woman and Christ took place during a meal, which is, of course, symbolic of the Eucharist in the Divine Liturgy. Like her, we can and should come to church not simply going through the motions of our weekly routine without any feeling, but with love towards Christ, desiring to see him, focusing our mind and heart intently on sensing his presence and his great kindness towards us. But how can I feel his love if I, like the woman in the gospel, don't first hate my sins? How can I see his light if I don't realize I'm in darkness? But if I come to him in repentance, offering up myself to him, he responds by offering up himself for me. For my sins, he gives me forgiveness. For my hatred, he gives me love. For my fears, he gives me courage. For my lack of faith, he gives me zeal. For my dying body, he gives me his life-giving flesh and blood. The selfless and sacrificial love of Christ changes a selfish and self-serving person. Instead of only loving myself and constantly doing what pleases me, I become a new person who wants to please God by caring for others as he does. The experience of feeling the love and forgiveness of God now compels such a person in an almost obsessive way to want to give back, to want to love back, to want to give everything he has. The greater the sin that God forgives, the greater the love one experiences from God, and in turn, the greater the love he feels for God and others. It's as if sin had created a large hole in his heart, and once it was removed, that hole was flooded with the love of God, and now becomes a vessel, a fountain of divine love of God, and for others. A person who does not consider himself a sinner, a person who does not desire to change the sinful habits he has, such a person fails to take advantage of the forgiveness and love of God. This is the great tragedy of the world, that human beings refuse to accept the love and forgiveness of God by being accountable for our sins and humbling ourselves before him. Meanwhile, our souls are thirsting for beauty, truth, goodness, love, and holiness that only exists in Christ, and only he can free us from the slavery of a sinful life and the spiritual death that it leads to. But when we do turn to him in repentance, even though we fall into sin again and again, he will always forgive us, cleanse us, and love us as though we never left him. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. From the Holy Fathers today, a quote from St. Joseph, the Hesychast. He says, "In order for one to realize his weak nature, he must encounter many great temptations, and then, through many trials, he is humbled and learns true humility. But it takes time. Humility is the truth." Through the prayers of our Holy Fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen.